Welcome to this podcast from St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We hope you consider hitting like or subscribe. We hope you will share this audio with your friends and neighbors, help others know about our inclusive, theologically progressive community of faith. If you'd like to support our ministries, you can make a gift at stmichaelsabq.org.
In the name of our loving, liberating, life-giving God, amen. Please be seated. One of the most difficult questions I face as a priest, it seems like it should be one of the simplest. I hear this question quite a bit these days. How do I join the church? And I could give you a technical answer, but the question of membership and belonging is trickier than the paperwork, isn't it? Let me give you an example that illustrates. When I was in 10th grade, I asked a girl to the homecoming dance. And yes, this was still when I was in the business of asking girls out on dates. And what made this ask more complicated was that she was a Baptist preacher's daughter. And we had been studying world religions and social studies, and I was really engaging in the class that we shared in the lessons on Hinduism and Buddhism. And when I asked her to the dance, she thought about it for a moment, turned to me and said, "I don't know. I'm not sure you're a Christian." Now, my immediate internal response was, "But I'm baptized." And thankfully, I didn't say that out loud because I'm not sure that my infant baptism would have flown with a Baptist preacher's daughter. But the conflict was an early lesson for me in how complicated this question of belonging can be for Christians. And honestly, I find it frustrating that we call Christians, that one of the most common names we use for Christians is believers. We act as if an intellectual decision to agree with certain church teachings is what makes one a Christian. And then inside the church, we fight about what teachings are the correct teachings, which ones are the ones we have to believe. But belief is only one dimension, and dare I say, belief is often one of the least interesting dimensions when it comes to faith. And still, a lot of us come to church with some angst about what it is we have to believe. A lot of us show up here wanting to belong and nervous that at some point the clergy are going to announce from the pulpit that we have to believe something we don't or we can't and we'll be disappointed. And behind that worry, I don't think it's just trauma. Behind that worry is a fundamental human hunger for belonging. We long to belong. Psychologists and social scientists from Maslow to Brené Brown have written about the fundamental human need to belong. Belonging is more basic than belief. In today's gospel story, Jesus doesn't talk about belief. He talks about belonging. I know the word doesn't appear in the text, but belonging is there in the background. I think today Jesus is making a distinction between weak belonging and true belonging. Now, weak belonging comes in the way that Jesus describes Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets. And Jesus is not just talking about a city, but a way of conceiving of yourself as a member of society. Today's story gives us a preview of what is to come. In just 4 Sundays, we will reach Palm Sunday. We will experience that wide swing from entering the church singing Hosanna to the end of the service when we shout together, "Crucify him." Every year when we do that liturgy, I can feel in my body that mob mentality. And anytime you're part of a mob, you're experiencing weak belonging. And weak belonging is everywhere these days. Weak belonging is that sense of satisfaction when I shout the same slogans that you shout. Weak belonging operates as a sort of facsimile of what our heart truly needs. We long for true belonging, and it's often difficult to find. The less we know our neighbors, the busier our lives become, the more difficult it is to find true belonging. And the world is ready to sell us substitutes. I loved the moment last week in Simone's sermon when she said, "You're probably now thinking of your five least favorite Christians." I'm sure we can all imagine the people, the churches, the media companies that encourage this weak sort of belonging. Fox News, Fox News, the network that kills the prophets. But weak belonging, it doesn't only pertain to one side of a political equation. When we bought our Subaru, a friend asked whether the Subaru came with the NPR sticker already attached. I felt seen and I felt guilty. Jesus points us today to a true belonging that is deeper than party or sports team, a true belonging that would never fit on a bumper sticker. Jesus says, "How often have I desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings." This belonging, Jesus imagines, it's not a surface identity. To belong in this way, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. I'm borrowing that phrase, true belonging, from Brené Brown, the social scientist who writes that true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world. To truly belong, we have to admit we need the shelter. We have to be willing to be gathered together under those protective, loving wings. We have to be willing to be vulnerable. A word about vulnerability and God. You may have thought to yourself as we read Genesis, a fire pot passing between animals cut in half is a strange image. Indeed. And the ritual described here, it's an ancient one. A way of marking a covenant. When one tribe or family group swore a covenant, and the Hebrew word here is not to make a covenant, more literally it is to cut a covenant. When one group swore a covenant with another, they would often sacrifice animals, cutting them in two, and then walk between the halves. The implicit message in this ancient ritual was, if I break this covenant, let happen to me what has happened to these rams, these heifers. And what's fascinating about the Genesis story is that it is God who passes through the sacrificed animals. God makes God's self vulnerable. God chooses to belong to Abraham and to all those descendants that number like the stars in the night sky. God chooses to belong to us that we might belong to God. It's big stuff in Genesis, this vulnerability. See, when we get outside of Western Christianity, our angsty faith, this understanding that belonging is bigger and more vulnerable than believing, it's a natural part of religion. We could speculate that modern Christianity inherited its anxiety about belief from the Enlightenment, and that other faiths just simply didn't buy into the worry. In Buddhism, belief hardly comes up. The goal isn't to get your mind to believe. In Buddhism, the goal is to get your mind out of the way. In Buddhism, you don't become a member of the faith by believing, but by taking refuge. A Buddhist is invited to take refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma, the teaching, and in the Sangha, the community of practice. So this morning, to tackle the question of how we belong to our faith, I want to consider what it would mean for a Christian to rethink belonging through the frame of the Buddhist language of taking refuge. That language that Jesus echoes in his surprising words about the mother hen. And taking refuge with God, taking refuge with Jesus, the mother hen, it requires a willingness to admit that we need help and to turn our lives over to a power greater than ourselves. Refuge means getting out of the game of believing we have to have all the right answers. Taking refuge with God means trusting that God loves even the parts of ourself that we find difficult to love. The God you are seeking is also seeking you. If I think about the most profound moments of encounter with God in my life, none of them involve contemplating the philosophical truth of the Trinity or the virgin birth. Surprising, I know. All of my most profound moments of encounter with God have been moments of accompaniment, of solidarity, times of great sorrow, or great wonder and awe, when I have found myself not alone. Relationship with God is all about that feeling of closeness and companionship through the ups and downs of life, a sense that we aren't in this by ourselves, that the fundamental power behind the universe is good and loving and present and intentional, that God can be trusted, that God is a place of refuge. That's the first place of belonging. Which brings us to the second, taking refuge in the teaching. Saying that we take refuge in the teaching, it feels different than believing, doesn't it? Taking refuge is saying, within this teaching I find wisdom. I find a helpful way to engage the world around me. In Jesus' life and preaching and loving, I find a pattern on which I can base my own life. It's a subtle shift in perspective. Verna Dozier, the Episcopal lay theologian and educator, used to say, "Don't tell me what you believe. Show me how the world is different because of what you believe." That's the sort of shift that is possible when we emphasize taking refuge in teaching. The final place of refuge for Buddhists is the Sangha, the community of practice. And for Christians, it brings me back to that original question: how do I become a member? See, membership has a lot of levels, and there are formal dimensions. You could transfer a letter of membership from another Episcopal parish. You could join the newcomers class. You can make a financial pledge to support the church. You could get baptized or confirmed or be welcomed into the church by a bishop. You can join a ministry, volunteer with us, join the choir. Maybe it's through the choir that I can best illustrate what I mean by this idea of joining by taking refuge. See, I grew up singing in church choirs. I'm not a great musician. I can pick out a melody on a piano, strum a few chords on a guitar or a ukulele. And in choir, I am a perfectly serviceable baritone, and I can fake second tenor. But my measure of choirs at church, it really doesn't have much to do with musicianship. What matters in a church choir is community. And I'm glad to say that the choir members at St. Michael's, in both of our programs, they visit one another if somebody ends up in the hospital. They bring food when someone is sick. They share prayers and hugs. Choir is a place of belonging. The same is true, by the way, for our food pantry volunteers, our education for ministry group. The same is true of the parents and caregivers of young kids at this church and many of our other ministry communities. We show up for one another. Because showing up for one another is about the most Christian thing we can imagine. So one of the ways that you know that you've become a member of a church, it's when you come to the other members of the church looking for practical help. when you realize you just can't solve something on your own, or when you just need a prayer or a hug, when you stop pretending that you have your life all together, because none of us have our lives all together. That's when you know you belong, and when you can show up as who you are in all of your messiness. And you know you really belong. You know you really belong when someone in the church has disappointed you and you show up again anyway. Because you know that sometimes we let one another down. But on balance, this community is still a place where you feel seen and valued and loved. You know you belong when you have taken refuge with these people. Taking refuge. That's my slightly Buddhist read on Jesus today. I guess in some ways I've not really made it past 10th grade. I still find the dialogue between my faith and other faiths fascinating. This Buddhist frame for belonging, it has something, I think, for us Christians, especially for those of us Christians who grew up in these churches that were so angsty about belief. Because true belonging is about more than believing. It's about taking refuge with God, with Jesus' teaching, and with the imperfect people who seek to follow this way together. If you try to find your identity on a bumper sticker or a news network, you're going to be disappointed. To find refuge with God, to find wisdom in Jesus' teaching, to choose community with one another, while seeking to serve the world in Christ's name. That is what it takes to truly belong. Amen.